Wyoming's congressional delegation is joining arms with most Republicans in Congress as the GOP tries to derail the global climate change talks in Paris at the end of the month. Matt Laszlo reports on the battle raging in Washington that will be felt across Wyoming.
Remember when Democrats controlled Congress a few years back? House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid had stout majorities. Yet even then, Democrats couldn't get legislation passed to combat climate change. So why is the Obama administration preparing to go to Paris to promise the world drastic emission reductions from the U.S.?
Oh, he's bypassing Congress.
That's Wyoming Congresswoman Cynthia Lummis. She says President Obama isn't being honest with global leaders as he's promising lavish reductions in CO2.
Clearly, the environmental issues are front and center in his legacy, and he wants to spend these last months in office making that legacy more polished.
This week, the U.S. Senate passed legislation by a slim majority to block the president's Clean Power Plan, or CPP. That's the new carbon reduction rules coming from the Environmental Protection Agency. Wyoming Senator Mike Enzi says it's not right for the president to go to Paris and tell the world the U.S. is taking the lead on climate change.
Is nothing short of irresponsible and disingenuous.
With the Senate rejecting the carbon proposal just this week, Enzi says the president doesn't have much of a leg to stand on.
The emissions goals described in CPP, which have been rejected by industry and rejected by almost half the states, are at the heart of this administration's plan to contribute to the overall global emissions reduction. To make commitments to our allies based on that plan doesn't have the support of the American public.
Democrats beg to differ. Rhode Island Senator Sheldon Whitehouse is one of the loudest crusaders in Washington against climate change. He says the president will explain to other leaders that he'll veto the Republican bill. Whitehouse says congressional Democrats will lead the push towards renewables.
We're going to uphold the veto, and strong majorities of the American public support action on climate change.
Massachusetts Democratic Senator Ed Markey adds that the Paris talks are a great chance to move the world off fossil fuels.
Basically boils down to whether or not in the 21st century the United States is going to be the leader in a clean energy revolution, wind and solar and other renewable energy technologies, or we are going to still be tied to 19th century technologies like coal.
President Obama is also promising to help other nations transition off coal and other fossil fuels with billions of dollars in assistance from the U.S. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso is predicting Congress will never allocate that promised money.
Congress will weigh in on whatever comes out of the Paris climate talks and the money that the president has requested as part of his budget. Congress will have a say.
Barrasso adds that after the tragic terrorist attacks in France last week, the focus shouldn't be on energy issues.
It is time for the president to move away from his focus on climate, which to me appears like a trivial pursuit. The president ought to be focused not on the upcoming Paris climate talks 2 weeks from now, but on the attacks that happened in Paris last week. Yet the president has promised $3 billion for his global green climate fund.
Congresswoman Lummis says the Paris climate negotiations don't matter because the president won't even be in the Oval Office to implement any agreement.
I'm not terribly concerned about the long-term effects of this. It will be the next president working with the next Congress that makes decisions on these issues that at least have a medium-term effect.
One way or another, whatever happens in Paris is going to be felt in Wyoming. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.